the events in the evening of January 4th are really a launch to a year-long series of events that we will post on our website that includes virtual events and exhibits and curriculum videos and resources for teachers and architectural maps to buildings that have been standing for 125 years or more. So really be a wealth of resources.
Catherine Potter is the deputy director. She says Monday's program will include a variety of performers.
So it's a snapshot of our arts and cultural community. We've asked different groups to perform together, maybe groups that have never performed together. We have original compositions by Kurt Bester. We have performers from Unity Gospel Choir, Ballet West, Utah Symphony, the Caleb Chapman Super Band, which is a group of young jazz musicians accompanied by Dee Dee Darby Duffin and David Osmond, and more.
Potter says there will be 6 performances in total. The program will air on PBS Utah at 6:30 p.m. and then will be played again at 8:30 p.m. Following the program, there will be fireworks across the state at 7:30. Potter hopes the program will inspire people to get excited about the arts and help an industry heavily impacted by the pandemic. Potter says new events and programs will be added each week to the website.
We are working in partnership with Utah Humanities to present a number of panel discussions and webinars with local groups and local historians to talk about statehood, but not just to talk about the journey to statehood, also to talk about what Utah was like before statehood.
Other events Potter is looking forward to include panels about people coming to Utah for refuge. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eliza Hardy.